You guys, we're super excited. We have Jordan Spicer with us. He's with Farm Bureau Financial Services. He's going to talk to us about all things insurance and all the other stuff that you do. So kind of give us the skinny on what you do.
Yeah. So we, like you said, all things insurance, right? So we do everything from home, auto, life, business insurance, annuities.
That sounds so fun, Jordan.
I know. It's super exciting. It's what every kid.
It's kind of like mortgages where you're like, sweet. No.
It's what every kid dreams of when they grow up.
I know. Right? I tell people, like, I did not grow up thinking loan officer. I want to be a loan officer when I grow up.
Yep.
But we all know we need it.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that are super important about it. So one of the reasons we wanted to bring Jordan in today is he does a very good job of making sure that you have the right coverage. Yeah. So what do you see when people call you, like, I would say, like, how do you phrase that? What do you see that people should have that they don't?
So the main thing is their liability limits, right? So the common misconception, the most common misconception I kind of come across with new clients or prospects is, you know, you ask them, hey, what do you have now? What kind of coverage do you have now? And the number one answer I get is, oh, we have full coverage. Right.
So like, what is that?
Exactly. And so a lot of people, when they think full coverage, they think, oh, I'm fully covered. I'm good to go. Right. But in reality, all full coverage means is that you have physical damage coverage for your car. Right. So if you run into a pole, if you rear end someone, you can get your car fixed. But that really has no bearing on how well you're actually protected. If you hurt someone else or if you total someone else's car.
My husband has tried to talk me into the one where it's like, it's just enough to fix your car. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cause I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I look at an insurance as it's for things that ruin your life, not your day.
Right.
Right.
Ooh. That's who I like that.
I like that.
Yeah. It's just
hashtag.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cause I mean, here's the thing. Is it harder to get over losing a $10,000 car or, you know, $100,000 lawsuit for injuries that you caused? Right.
Right.
So, that's the number one thing I'd say is just making sure they have adequate liability coverage to protect their assets, protect the equity they have in their home.
Cause it's not always just like, I mean, like what are they called? The umbrella. I have an umbrella policy,
yep.
Which is supposed to protect me from more things and more liability. And I do that because I have businesses and things of that nature, but not very many people do those policies because do they need it? Do most people need that?
Most people don't. Okay. No.
I'm just special.
Yeah. So, I mean, my rule of thumb when I'm sitting down with someone is, you know, I go through all their assets, right? So we kind of dive a little deeper. You know, I ask them, hey, you know, how much equity do you have in your house, right? I'll look up the value of their home before they get there. You know, what do you owe on that? Figure that out. Same with the vehicles. I'll look up the blue book values of their cars, typically, find out what they owe on each of those, do the math for them. What do you have in retirement? What do you have in your savings account? You know, and these are, sometimes I get people asking, well, why do you need to know that?
You know,
you're a car insurance agent, right? But it's important so we can kind of calculate what do you have to lose, basically, right? And then based on that, we make the recommendations. So rule of thumb is you want your liability limits to be equal or greater than your net worth.
Yep. Right?
That way, no
so
one
like
can.
So, like $20. I'm just
kidding. Maybe for me.
No, some people.
I'm just kidding.
You know, there's a lot of people that.
Hey, it's
you know,
25
it's
now.
20.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, young people, especially, right? There's newly married couples that are.
They don't have a lot of assets or anything.
You know, a lot of times they're negative net worth, right?
Right.
And in that case, it's not as big of a deal, but it's just important to keep tabs on that.
I mean, because I personally switched over to Jordan, and I've had insurance for, I mean, it's my third house, my third car.
I mean, he's 22, so.
32 things.
Sorry, I forgot. Trevor.
And things that he asked me, I never even thought about. Like, I never even thought about it, and I've had how many?
Well, the reality is.
Policies?
Is same thing for me. I have a lot of insurance where I've had no questions about a lot of that stuff, and it matters.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and I'm sitting there going.
And you're not taught that growing up. You're not taught, like, you just taught get full coverage. Like you were saying,
right.
Get full coverage.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
gap
Make sure
insurance.
You have insurance.
Gap Those insurance. Two, gap insurance and full coverage. That's all
Who
I knew.
Who told you to get gap insurance?
My parents.
The dealership, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had gap insurance. Like, I did it once, but I paid the car off in like a year, so I got my money back.
Yeah, car loans are the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember why we did it on the one, but anyway. I usually am like, nope, but I knew I could get it back, and I did.
Just saying, yeah. those are the only things I knew.
Did they also tell you to pay for the car warranty?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Your car warranty is expired.
I know.
I never renew it.
I never get them.
No.
Well, I got one.
We financed my wife's car, but that's only because we got 2 years of free service for it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, as long as we kept the loan for 6 months and then...
And then you're like, bye.
Yep. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so for you, how long have you been doing insurance?
Insurance as a whole, I've been doing for almost 11 years.
Nice.
I've had my agency for coming up on 8 years.
Okay.
With Farm Bureau. So, yeah, it's been good. I mean, like we joked about in the beginning, you know, no one really dreams of being an insurance agent when they grow up. So it wasn't really on purpose, you know?
How did you get into it?
So I mean, I actually went, believe it or not, I went to school for criminal justice. And I just worked sales jobs kind of through college and was always good at it.
Yeah.
I did everything. I started actually with political fundraising, which
really?
Which is brutal.
I was going to say, that's painful. That'd be like my worst nightmare.
Yeah. Doing that for 3 years over the phone. And that teaches you to deal with rejection pretty easy, right?
Yeah. You mean dating didn't do that for you?
Yeah. No.
Oh my God. Mean.
I'm just kidding.
It's a guest on our podcast.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but to... I had a pretty good success rate there.
So. Yeah, I bet. All right, no. Fine.
It's your insurance agent.
He's like,
bad.
Yeah. He's like, I'm an insurance political agent. Fundraising, not so much dating.
Yep.
Okay, go on.
No. So, I mean, yeah, just various sales jobs, political fundraising, tech support, student loan consolidation, all the fun stuff, right? And then I was living in South Florida, actually, at the time, and my group of friends all worked in health insurance.
Okay.
So they all convinced me to get my health insurance license and start working with them and did that for a few years. And not to make a long story too long, but ended up meeting my wife, moved out to Utah, worked remote here doing the health insurance deal for about 6 months. And I just personally couldn't stand working from home and being new to an area, not knowing anyone, right? It was just kind of got cabin fever. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, just went on Indeed one day and saw a job listing for an agent position with Farm Bureau and applied and... Yeah, the rest is history.
That's
so
crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah,
and your office is where?
We're in Layton. So on Woodland Park Drive, right behind Red Robin.
And what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
I mean, phone call is always easy. One cool thing about our office is we have a text line as well. So all of our clients or anyone else can reach us via text if that's easier. A lot of people prefer that.
What's the phone number?
So the office phone number is, if you want to call, is 385-393-2747.
And does the website have the text one?
I do know the text one. It's 801-217-9461.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they can also find you on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, Google. You can just Google Jordan Spicer and Associates with Farm Bureau. And you can find us on there as well. So
what would you tell people, like, if they had to pick one insurance that mattered most? Can you answer that?
I mean, in my opinion, I'm the most passionate about life insurance, actually.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because you do life insurance.
Yeah. I mean, we've home and auto is our bread and butter. That's kind of what keeps the lights on, so to speak, right? And it's pretty straightforward. Life insurance, I have a passion for it just because I've had, a couple friends of mine that died too young and had to kind of see the consequences of not having it.
Right.
For their families. And
yeah, I think we've all seen that scenario go down where people weren't protected and their spouse dies. And then what do you do at that point?
Yeah. Right. It's tough. And especially here
in
Utah.
Did you get yours?
We're working on it.
If Savannah would say yes. We'll get it.
We'll
eventually.
Wear her down eventually.
We have some.
Do you want me to text Savannah? So,
something that Jordan brought to my attention that I had never thought about, and it was like this light bulb, which is why I'm pushing Savannah to get it, is I have life insurance through my work, right? So we're good.
It's not
we're good. Well, I mean, it's enough to pay off my house and all my debt. But anyway, thing he
Yours
brought
is?
Up.
I didn't think it was that good. I'll have to look at it.
Well, you know. I don't have a house like yours. Anyway, but the thing that he brought up was like, well, if it gets to the point where you get sick, you're not going to work. Mm-hmm. The moment you lose that job, that life insurance is gone.
Yeah.
And I had
never thought
about
that.
It's like, oh, if I die, my life insurance and my work is fine. But normally, hopefully it's not like right. instant, right? But if like you got sick,
you want a long, painful,
right? Exactly. Well. But like, he brought it up, and I was just like, "Why have I never? Why have I never thought about that?"
You don't think about that, you know. And it's like you always think, "Oh, I'll be employed, and I'll be able to get insurance through my work or whatever."
Yeah.
Well, there's that's one of the main points and issues with employer provided insurance is that. The other one that people don't think about is most employer benefits, especially on life insurance, have what's called age bands. So which basically just means the price goes up every 5 years. So when you turn 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, that price per thousand continues to go up and up mm-hmm. and up. And if you actually do the math, which we do for people all the time, if you just bought, let's say, a $500,000 privately owned term life insurance policy through us or someone else, it's going to be more expensive in the short term versus an employer policy, right? But the way those work, those policies, the pricing is locked in.
Yep,
For the length of the term. So if you do the math long term, more often than not, you actually end up spending on average about $25,000 more out of your pocket on employer life insurance through the age of 60.
Yeah, because I have private stuff, so I haven't paid much attention to the I think I use what they'll give us just
they for free.
Give us for free. Yeah. And then I have my own other policies.
And that's what I advise clients to do. You know, take what you can get for free.
It's kind of like 401k.
Exactly.
Match as much as they'll give you or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. I mean it's
give as much as they'll match is what I mean to say.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Then you take the words right out of my mouth. So we do a little bit of that too, but life insurance is probably my passion.
Yeah, the thing that really because you've also seen the opposite where somebody did have life insurance and they can survive and thrive, you know?
Yeah, and be.
So, if I all of a sudden get killed, Eric will be just fine. Right. So, you might have to find out if he did it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I tell my wife all the time, or she tells me, when I'm in trouble. You're worth more dead than alive.
But we are. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, holy crap.
My wife is not.
She hasn't said that to you, or she's not
worth? No, she's not worth more.
Oh, you're so sweet. Savannah, get life insurance.
Seriously. If she listened to my podcast.
Yeah. Hey, I have an idea. Subscribe her to the podcast and make her listen to it in the car.
Yeah, next time you're on a road trip, just, hey, honey, I wanted to.
We are driving really to California podcast. In a couple months.
There you go.
It's a long time.
I can't believe you're taking your littles.
Well, I do every year.
I know, but I'm a wuss when it comes to having my kids in the car.
It's called an iPad.
No, we use that, but my kids, after about 3 hours, maybe four, like to St. George, is like, I can't do anything more than that.
Yeah.
I'm just done.
Yeah, we're going to Nashville this month and.
You're driving?
No, but it's...
Because I used to live there. I'm like, that is a 24-hour drive. Do not do that.
Oh, I know. When I moved here from Florida, I drove South Florida, and I drove through Nashville. Oh, and it was...
Is that like a three-day drive?
Yeah. Yeah, two nights. Yeah. So I did 12 hours a day.
So were you born in Florida?
No. So that's a whole nother story. Yeah, no, I was born in Wisconsin.
Okay. That's where... Our company's headquarters is.
Yeah.
Madison.
One in Wisconsin, one in Texas, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So, cool. Not much in Wisconsin other than the Packers and
cheese.
Cheese. About 8,000 bars. You know, that's about it. So, I think there's more bars in the city I was born in than there is in the entire state of Utah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
I looked that up once. So, dang. But yeah, Wisconsin, moved out of there, moved to Oregon for a few years, lived in California for about 10 years as well, then back to Wisconsin in high school, and then as soon as I got out of high school, got the heck out of there, moved to South Florida, right, kind of polar opposite, and love that, and then like I said earlier, met my wife. And
did you meet her in Florida?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then
he
followed her home.
Yeah, well, no, she's from Idaho, yeah, and she was living in Idaho, so her and her friend would take a vacation every summer. And that just happened to be Miami that year, and met her while she was on vacation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I love stories.
Yeah, I know, right?
So she was from Idaho, and you were in Florida, and you met in the middle in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
In the middle of Utah.
I came 90, she came 10. Yeah.
Perfect.
Typical marriage. You know, so.
Whatever, you guys are such wusses.
Yeah, so it's...
That my husband would totally be like, yep.
Yeah, no, she didn't want to live in Florida, and I didn't want to live in Idaho, so... we both had family here and just kind of made sense.
That's awesome. Okay, so you're on Facebook. What's your website?
Just jordanspicer.com.
Okay. Yep. So you guys give him a call because he truly cares, and he gives you the coverage that you actually need. We all know that you can skinny down a policy and make it not cost as much, but you're not actually protected. And one thing I've seen a lot with in our world is that as values have gone up, people have not adjusted their homeowner's insurance to cover what their home is now worth. Yeah. Have you seen that a lot?
Yeah, that's a big problem. Yeah. So, I mean, cost to build a house in the last 4 years roughly is up about 40%.
Yeah, and it's like if you're on an old policy.
Yeah, so that's one of the things kind of sets us apart is my office and my whole team. And I forgot to mention that. I do have a team of about four other employees that are awesome as well. But one thing we stress with all of our clients and we offer is an annual review. Right.
I think it's so important, and I've never been offered that, and I'm 45.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
Yeah, you know? So the insurance industry has become kind of a turn and churn type of business, you know? Everything's more online and over the phone and email, and we kind of still take an old school approach to sit down and get to know our clients and kind of build that relationship. But yeah, the home values, that's incredibly important because if you're agent...
Yeah, because we haven't, you know, there's times where we have to tell people, you're underinsured. Like, you know, when we go to do a refinance,
They're
underinsured. You have to up your insurance. And they're like, oh, that sucks. I'm like, well, if your house burned down, do you want to be able to replace it?
Right. Yeah. And in the grand scheme of things, I mean, increase your cover to $100,000. It's probably going to cost you an extra $100 a year.
Yeah.
Right.
So another thing that's gone on recently is like, I know a lot of people have seen like auto insurance go up a lot. What is the cause of that?
Oh man. So
is there a reason? Like,
oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of a long explanation, but so yeah, in the last 4 years, the home and auto industry as a whole, depending on which report you look at is in the negative, in the hole, about $50 billion.
Oh wow.
Which is not a very sustainable business model, right? No. So that's why rates are up pretty significantly. The reason for it, there's really three main ones. The first is, when the shutdowns happened during COVID, right? Manufacturing was one of the major issues. So if you recall, for 2020 to through 2021, probably, you couldn't really just walk into a dealership and buy a new car.
Right.
Right. So that caused a shortage on new cars, which caused the demand on used cars to skyrocket. And anytime demand goes up on something, the value follows, right?
Yep.
So used cars for a period of about two and a half years there, even still, were inflated anywhere between 30% and 40%. And you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with insurance, right? Well, if you total your car, you know, the insurance company is going to pay you based on the blue book value at the time of the accident. So that means that the average claim for insurance companies for that time period was 30 to 40% higher on the payout
than
it was pre-COVID. So that's the first issue. And then after COVID, the government, in all their wisdom, right?
did you say those two words in the same sentence?
Yeah, sense of sarcasm. But they decided to print money like it was going out of style and continue to do so. So that drove unprecedented inflation, which has impacted all of us, I think.
Yep.
But on the insurance side, it's everything from car parts to medical bills to labor to materials for homes. You know, we talked about that already.
Yep.
And then the third piece to that puzzle, more on the property side, the home side, is we've had four consecutive years nationwide of record-breaking storm losses.
Really?
So storms are up in severity and frequency across the country.
It's been prophesied.
Yeah. I mean, there's some companies in California and Florida.
I didn't mean that to sound sacrilegious.
Yeah, and I mean, it's bad. So, yeah, Florida and California.
There have been quite a few big storms that have cause a crap ton of damage.
Utah's not as bad.
Right.
We're not
considered. My daughter keeps wanting to move to Florida. I'm like, have you heard of hurricanes?
Yeah. And good luck getting insurance there right now.
Right.
So California and Florida specifically, even the big companies like State Farm are non-renewing the majority of their client bases in those states. In some parts of California, you can't even get home insurance. And if you can, it's through a surplus lines insurer.
Why can't you in California? Because of earthquakes or what?
Wildfires.
Oh, fire. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, mainly.
So how do they, because lenders usually require insurance. So
you have to either get forced placed insurance through the lender or surplus lines insurance, which is,
oh my goodness,
sometimes $4,000 to $6,000 a year just for a homeowner's policy. Right.
Jeez. But see, forced insurance is super expensive too. So,
yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of states that are worse off than we are right now.
Sure.
But yeah, rates are up everywhere. You know, a lot of people. Because
I was listening to a thing, Barry Habib, he's a financial guy, kind of heavily into the mortgage side of things, mm-hmm. but he was talking about that a lot of the inflation numbers for individual items have come down, except for insurance.
Yeah.
And do you remember what the other one was? It was insurance, and then
groceries.
No, I think it was. Oh, I'll remember later. But I was kind of intrigued by.
Yeah.
Oh, it was rent.
Okay.
You know, I was like insurance. I was like, but then I thought about like, I mean, I expect my insurance to go up a little bit every year, especially mm-hmm. if my car's getting older. Blah blah blah.
Right.
Value on my home's going up. I expect it, but I'm also in this industry, and I know that every year your escrow yep. account changes, and that's because your taxes and your insurance went up.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it can get pretty pricey though.
And you're right. I mean, in normal years pre-COVID, right? Yeah. I mean, our rates, and generally speaking, rates across the industry would go up, you know, at the same pace as inflation,
right?
You know, 2-5% a year,
right?
Somewhere in there. Put that in perspective. In the last 12 months, the industry average is about a 40% rate increase. Jeez. Oh
my, I don't think I've seen that on my stuff.
Yeah, some of it's lagging behind.
Or you're just not coverage.
Let's talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, every company is different. Every company is in a different position, right?
Sure.
Some are worse off than others. I mean, some I just heard yesterday, I won't name any names, but
I will tell me what it is.
But I heard yesterday a company here in Utah has taken a 65% rate increase this month.
Oh, my gosh. Because we were talking about that, where a lot of them, I mean, I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook where people are all upset about their rate increases. And is this, you know, is this person screwing me over? And a lot of people are like, no, it's like industry wide.
Yeah.
It's happening to a lot of people.
It's unfortunate.
So. Yeah.
The good thing is for us, the people that are in the industry, is it's not just us, it's everyone, right?
Right. So that's a little bit easier. It's kind of like with us, where it's like rates are high everywhere, guys. Like,
exactly.
It's, you know,
only so much is within your control. But goes back to those annual reviews, right? So that's another reason those are important. We update discounts. We look for other discounts they may not already have that we can add. Try to keep that in check as much as possible for the client. And just
and to make sure that when negative life happens, we're covered.
Right? Yep. For real. Exactly. So
I think I don't want to say I'm overinsured, but I with the umbrella policy and a few other things I've done, I hope I'm covered.
Yeah. I mean, I've got an umbrella too, and you know, I just look at it as peace of mind, mm-hmm. right? I mean, an umbrella policy, add an umbrella policy to your insurance, you're probably looking at an extra $30 a month.
It wasn't bad. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, it's minimal. So
that's where I was like, well, you know, with you don't want people to be able to come after you on various things, because when people think you have money, they think, mm-hmm. hey, that looks like a good target, you know, and you're like, you don't know what everybody actually has going on, but cool.
Yep.
But yeah, so I did that when I had several different businesses. I was like, I'm just going to make sure that we have an umbrella.
And if you own properties, like rental properties,
I think that was the main reason we mm-hmm. first did it.
Yeah. And there's other things you can do. You can put them in LLCs, mm-hmm. right? You can put those LLCs in a trust, right? Yep. To kind of separate the liability, but you know, I have a rental property, and I have the LLC, I have the trust, and I have an umbrella, right?
Yep.
Just because, I mean, these days, driving down I-15, right, every other billboard you see is a personal injury attorney, right?
It's true. And on that note, we have a really good one in our group if anybody wants to.
Yeah, no, he is a good one. Yeah. So, yeah, he's a good contact if anyone needs it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
You can also find Jordan's information on loanscanbefund.com/ resources.
So on our website, we have him under our resource tab as well.
So if you forget his website or his name.
And you know us.
Yeah. There you go. You can find us.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's been fun.